Welcome to the Common Sense Leader Podcast. I am Sherry Rouse Maynard.
And I am Vantrell Maynard. And today's topic is, you can't build with Babel. The subtitle is, are we speaking the same language? I'm going to use an example from the Bible. I promise you, I am not trying to preach a sermon. I am going to analogize a story. So all of my theologians and pastors and preachers out there, do not. Don't get in a panic. Don't have a hissy fit about what I'm going to do. I'm going to analogize the story to make a larger point about business, about our organizations, and even about the local church. But there's a story in the book of Genesis about a people that wanted to build a tower to heaven. They wanted to build a city, and they wanted to build a tower unto heaven. They said, look, we're going to come together. Let's build a tower to heaven to make a name for ourselves. So right there, they were doing it for the wrong reasons and intent, but they all spoke one language at that time. God came down, saw what the people were doing, and he was basically saying, man, nothing will be impossible for them. And so what did God do? He confused their languages. And so they could not finish building the tower because they began speaking different languages. And once that happened, the people started scattering. Now, why did I talk about that? You know, because when you and I were talking, we came up with a title, and I was like, man, let's title something, Can't Build Without Babel. And we both agreed that was kind of a snazzy title. Because even in our organizations, in business, and in departments and areas, you want your people to speak the same language. And what I simply mean is this. When you have a vision, you have to have the vision is like your blueprint and your building. Now, this is deeper than brick and mortar. We're not talking about brick and mortar. We're talking about building a culture, building your personnel, you know, building, putting systems in place. It's constantly building. You know, it's building in different ways, but it is building. But it's hard to do that if there are different languages. If you have, quote unquote, the I can't do it language, or we shouldn't do this language, quote unquote, we shouldn't do this type of language. What it does, it causes a stall, or it can disrupt and deter from building something that is meaningful and building toward the vision that you have laid out, that you have articulated, that you have communicated to your team, to the personnel, to your department, to your area, to your local church, because you have people who are speaking another language, and that language is not in alignment with the vision, with the big picture of your company, of your organization.
Yeah, so when I think about the first word, build, right? You cannot build with Babel. I'm thinking about the fact that there is a blueprint. There's an agreed upon blueprint that has to be first and foremost communicated to a larger team. And then when you communicate that to the larger team, people can take assignments and execute in their respective lanes, but everybody is synergized around accomplishing the same thing. Mm-hmm. And it's paramount in a leadership position in an organizational culture and structure for there not to be dissenting voices, mm-hmm. for there not to be mm-hmm. silos mm-hmm. within the organization that competes against the synergy that's needed to be successful. Mm-hmm. And so when I think about Babel, I think about before their languages were confused, even God was saying, hey, it's nothing that they won't be able to accomplish mm-hmm. because they're speaking the same language. And so if you flip that on its head and take that same principle further, there is nothing that organizationally cannot be accomplished when people are speaking the same language. What would your business, your church, your team, your family be able to do if everybody can get on the same page in terms of what's being said. How powerful is that reality that if you focus on the mastery of communication, how much we can actually accomplish together?
Mm-hmm. You know, I remember I read an article, and I believe it was from Inc. They have great articles. And they were talking about three types of people that you fire. And one of the types of people that you need to fire is the unbeliever. Let me say this. When a person is constantly repeating themselves or saying the same thing, it's a strong indicator of their belief system. So if a person is a strong believer in the vision, in the organizational culture, they'll say it. It's in their language. It will come out. If they're an unbeliever, trust me, they may say the right things initially, but eventually they'll speak language that is contrary to the vision. And that is always going to be a major hindrance to finishing the building project. I remember in 2012, and this was the Miami Heat, and you're still a Boston Celtics fan. I'm still a Heat fan, but at that time, like if one team won, we tried to make sure that we didn't even watch it or something. You was like, don't watch it right now, because we had to, you know, our marriage was more important than which team won.
Right.
But and just so happened that year, my team won. But that was the first championship for LeBron James, the 2012 Miami Heat team. It was D. Wade second. But throughout that playoff run, Eric Spoelstra would say three words when the reporters would ask him a question. Now, he would say more than that, but these were a three-word phrase that he would say periodically throughout that playoff run. And he said, we have to stay the course. Now, this is when I knew everybody else was getting it. The team was getting it. Not just by, they were playing like they believed what he was saying, but they started saying it too. And one of the players, Mike Miller, sharpshooter, spread the floor. I mean, he just went bananas and ballistic in the closeout game of the finals against OKC. Remember when Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook and James Harden, they were young then. But Mike Miller just went crazy with threes. But anyway, I remember Mike Miller earlier in those playoffs, he started saying the same thing Eric Spoelstra was saying. I heard him say, we have to stay the course. Mm-hmm. He was speaking the same language. He was picking up on the coach's dialect. If you are a leader, if you are a supervisor, if you are a pastor, you want the people to begin to pick up on your dialect. Mm-hmm. Now, this is what becomes critical. When you have people who are speaking a different dialect than the vision, than the visionary, than the CEO, than the owner, they start speaking a different dialect. But what's even more dangerous is that there are easily influenced people who begin to pick up on that dialect. Mm-hmm. And so instead of having a vision, you have division, two visions, because you have a group of people, and you said this word earlier, silos. Mm-hmm. They become siloed, and they become siloed by speaking a different language. So now you have this group over here speaking this language, but you have another group over here speaking a whole different language. You have the people over in one area that's speaking vision language. Another group is speaking a whole nother language of a vision that is not in alignment with the vision of the company.
Yeah.
And God help you if there's another group that spawns out of that. Now you really have Babel, and you can't build with Babel.
Cannot build with Babel. It speaks to me to the significance of leadership. So it was something that you said. You said Coach Spoelstra and I hope I pronounce his name right.
I think Spoelstra. You got Spoelstra, yes.
Okay. Coach Spoelstra was consistent.
Yes.
He persisted in communicating the same message.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a couple of things that we could take from the example that you just gave of your Miami Heat, even though you threw in there that they beat my Celtics. There's a couple of things that we could take away. One, you have to be consistent in your message.
Yes.
As a leader, your message can't keep changing. It's going to be difficult to get your culture to galvanize around a singular mission and or vision or blueprint if it keeps changing. There is nothing more frustrating being a part of an organization with everything changes from day to day. Being able to adapt, right? So whether it's financial services, whether you're in education, whether you're in business, whether you're in politics, we know that adaptability is essential. You have to be able to adapt without compromising your ethics, your morals, or your progress forward, right? But when the blueprint changes from day to day, a contractor cannot build,
mm-hmm.
right? Because the blueprint has mm-hmm. changed. What yes. you gave me to build with, now all of a sudden has changed. I love to watch Love It Enlisted. I love to watch that on HGTV. And on that show, the one person is a realtor, the other person is a designer. At the beginning of it, the designer gets a budget and a list of goals. I want my bathroom. This is your budget. This is what I want in the bathroom. I'm just giving an example. And then what'll happen is she'll bring in the contractor. And then 2 weeks in, the owners of the house will come and say, well, you know, I gave it some additional thought. And now I don't really want the tub there. I want a stand-up shower and I want it over there. Well, the work has already commenced. So we've already spent a portion of the budget. We've already wasted some time. And so leadership being able to say the same thing is going to be critical to get people on the same page. And then eventually they start echoing the leadership sentiment. But if it changes mm-hmm. from day to day, week to week, month to month, mm-hmm. then you'll never be able to get your organization galvanized around a singular vision.
That's so true. So how can I learn the language if you keep changing languages?
Yes.
Yeah. I can't learn the language you want me to learn, and you're switching up the languages every other day. There has to be a consistent dialect so that I can catch on, so that your team can catch on. If you're a pastor, your parishioners can catch on,
yeah.
your leaders can catch on. They can't catch on if you're constantly changing your language. Thus, going back to what you just said, changing your vision,
yeah.
you know, it eventually going to wear people out. Eventually,
yeah.
people going to get tired of you. But it is important that we speak the same thing so that we can finish building what we are building, because you cannot build with babble.
So listen, good people, we are not out of content, but we are definitely out of time. Be sure to tune in to the next episode of the Common Sense Leader podcast with Bantrell Maynard. Until then, do good, be good. Peace.